Zohar Chuk Yisrael, Pashas Masai, Day 2, an excerpt from Zohar 2, 157-8. Pasach Rabbi Yosef Yomar, opened Rabbi Yosef discourse and said, speaking about the time they're traveling in the wilderness, Hamalechichaba Midbar HaGadol Vanoira, the one that led you in the great and awesome wilderness. So Zohar tells us, Rahu was Rabbi Barua, Shalta Sitra Achra. In that wilderness, the other side reigned. Abal Korche Ozu Israel Alei, against its will, Israel went upon it, Vatavu Chele Yavon Shnin, and broke its power for 40 years. Israel Ishtakhun Zakoin Vinun Rabon Shnin, and if Israel would have been found meritorious in those 40 years, meaning if they wouldn't have been complete, Havamis Abraha Sitra Achum Alma, that other side would have been pushed away from the world. So they would have been able, they were like traveling in Sitra Achra headquarters. They're dealing with the mafia in Sicily. And in that root place, if they would have been 100% perfect, they would have been able to destroy the root of the negative forces and completely push it away from the world. However, and from this, because they got the Holy Blessed being angry all those times, we used to find the story of the wilderness too many times, Istagofao Sitra, that side was strengthened, Vinoflu Kulu Tamon Chosushus, and they all fell there underneath his dominion, meaning they died in the wilderness during those 40 years. So Tanuse de Raza de Rimnusa, the rulership of the secret of faith, Go Emsiisa de Nakuda de Chol Arakadisha, in midst the point of the whole Holy Land, the Veis Kodesh Kodashim, the house of the Holy of Holies. Because Jerusalem is the center of the world, and the Beis HaMikdash is the temple of the center of Jerusalem, the Holy of Holies is the center of the Beis HaMikdash. So the center of everything, from there shines out the secret of faith. Faith is Malchus, and the secret of faith is Keser. There rules the Holy of Holies, it shines the light of the Keser, in the most intense revelation of the Shekhinah, Malchus. Vashval Gav, and even though the Hashtalavi Yubikiyuma, that now it's not in its endurance, it's not standing in the temple, Bishuse, in its merit, Kol Alma, it's in the entire world is sustained. Mizona Vesipuka Mitama Nafkala Kula, and sustenance and complete nourishment from there comes out to everything. Kol Eser in every place, Sijid Yeshuva to the sides of civilization. Still, the Holy of Holies is the root connection between heavens and earth, and from there is given out the flow of sustenance to the universe. Begin kach, because of this, Avol Gav de Israel hashtu levar me'ara kadisha, even though now Israel is outside of the Holy Land, in kol zeh, despite all this, mechola eschusa de'ara kadisha, from the power and the merit of the Holy Land, ishtochach mezonim zipuka kolam, is found nourishment and sustenance for the whole world. V'adok, even about this is written, uveirachtes Hashem alokecha, and shall bless Hashem al oretz atova asher nasalach, for the good land He gave you. In other words, thank Hashem for your sustenance. Why? Because of the good land, because it's the good land that is the portal through which the sustenance is drawn. Alor Satova, for the good land, the Havadai Begina, certainly because of it, Mezona Vesipuka Ishtachach Ba'alma. Nourishment and sustenance is found in the world. Manis Adnal Basare Masanik Binon Mechlin, one who takes delight on his table, has pleasure on his table, takes delight in all those foods, as the smorgasbord, types of delicacies. Islay that Koral Adaga or Kadusha Dara Kadisha. He should remember and be concerned about the holiness of the Holy Land. Rahikola de Malka de Khoras Karif, by the palace of the king that is destroyed. In other words, he should remember the temple time when he's eating, especially in the good meal. Begin how with Sivu di Uko Mesatsev al Pasari, and because of that sadness that he has said on his table, Bahal Khedva, in that joy, Mishta de Tabon, and the banquet that's there, this that he's in the middle of having a good time, having a meal, he's concerned about the temple, something very precious to Hashem above. So therefore, Kutshebrichu Choshev Alei Kilo Bona Beisei, the only blessed be, he counts it, reckons it as if he built his house. Bona Kolin in the Charvei de Beimaktish, and he builds all those destroyed parts of the temple, as if a person did it. Zakol Chulkei Merit was his portion. So Hashem sees the heart, a person's heart is concerned about temple, the connection point between heavens and the earth, Hashem's light is transmitted, and as long as it's destroyed, something lacking in connections, a person is concerned about this at the time of having a good time, he's partying. So it's very precious to Hashem, and this merit helps rebuild the temple.